this is a wonderful time to come together with what we call the youth message. The youth message is very similar to the message that we do at 11 o'clock in church. Use the same scriptures, but just a little different message. And we did the youth message because we haven't been able to have that much contact with our youth. But lately, in the last 4, 5, 6 weeks, Travis and Tina, Tina too, and Carol Morgan's been making good inroads and staying in touch with the young people, and hope and pray that we can have them back in church sometime soon. They're fellowshipping now with the Capital City Church of God on Wednesday evening, and then on Sunday, Travis and Tina's been doing things with them, but maybe going for pizza or doing something, activities out in the church field. So with that, we want to say, well, thank you for tuning in to the online service, and here goes with the scripture for this particular week. And it's found in Little John. Now, we don't think about Little John so much, but it was written by John. And this particular week, it's 1 John, because he wrote three little what we call epistles or letters. And it's verses 14 through the end of the chapter, which is 24. But I'd like to back up to the beginning of the subtitle, which starts in verse 11. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. This is the message that we heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and killed his brother. And why did he kill him? Because Cain had been doing what was evil, and his brother had been doing what is right. So don't be surprised, dear brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. And then in verse 14, if we love other Christians, it proves that we have passed from death to eternal life. But a person who doesn't love them is still dead. Anyone who hates another Christian is really a murderer at heart. And you know that murderers don't have eternal life within them. Now we know what is real love, because Christ gave us his life. And so we ought also give up our lives for Christian friends. But if one of you had enough of money to live well and sees a brother or a sister in need and refuses to help, how can God's love be in that person? I love what John always talked about us as little children or dear children. He says in verse 18, dear children, let us stop just saying that we love each other. Let us really show it by our actions. It is by our actions that we will know we are living in the truth, so we will be confident when we stand before the Lord, even if our hearts are condemning us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Dear friends, if our conscience is clear, we can come to God with bold confidence, and we will receive whatever we request because we obey him and do all things that please him. And this is his commandment, that we must believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commands us. Those who obey God's commandment will live in fellowship with him, and he with them. And we know he lives in us because the Holy Spirit lives in us. May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing of his holy and precious word. I titled my message this week, Tales of the World. You know, we've been exposed at one time or another into fairy tales, you know, the once upon a time tales. Well, the world has tales, too, that talks about worldly stuff. But I want to talk to you about godly stuff, because there's a lot of things in the Word of God that not only is beneficial, but it's also interesting. And it's also very edifying. In other words, it boosts our spirit. But it's also a fun read. So today I want to share with you some tales of the world. Now, you, most of you know that I like cartoons, and I guess that's the kid in me. But Charles Schulz, creator and author of the Peanuts cartoon characters, often conveyed a very good message in his comic strips. And in one strip, he conveys through Charlie Brown the need that we have to be loved, and through Lucy, our inability to love one another. And so think about this. Come and picture in your mind, here's Charlie and Lucy in a cartoon image standing where a fence divides them. And they're there talking over the fence, one another. Charlie Brown says, "You know, Lucy, all it would take to make me happy is to have someone say he likes me." And Lucy, looking at Charlie Brown from the other side of the fence, and said, "Are you sure, Charlie Brown?" "Of course I'm sure," Charlie Brown said. And then Lucy says, "You mean you'd be happy if someone merely said he or she likes you? Do you mean to tell me that someone has it within his or her power to make you happy merely by doing such a simple thing?" Charlie Brown said, "Yes, that's exactly what I mean." Lucy said, "Well, Charlie Brown, I don't think so. That's asking too much." "I really don't." And she got closer to him face to face. And he asked one more time, "But you're sure now, Charlie Brown? All you want is to have someone say, I like you, Charlie Brown, and then you'll be happy?" "Exactly," Charlie Brown said. "Then I will be happy." Lucy turns and walks away, saying, "I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it." What Lucy cannot do, sinful as she is, though, God does. And what Charlie Brown needs, and he is lost and he is alone, he needs God's supplies. God loves you. In the telling of this little story, he loves you. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." Now, that's a little thing between Lucy and Charlie Brown, but she just couldn't bring herself to say, "I like you, Charlie Brown." It's interesting in these little cartoons how they carry such a powerful biblical message. But the Bible knows us too. Because the Holy Spirit within us, the Holy Spirit is also the one that wrote the Bible, so the Bible knows us too. And it speaks to all of us, as we were saying, that we are God's children. And it says to us that we should do what we promise. The Bible also tells us that we should not just talk about love, but we should also show love. You know, there's things in this world that we should do. You know, growing up, our parents would always say, "Brush your teeth, brush your teeth." And then we would say, "Yeah, I did brush my teeth." But you really didn't. And, you know, then when you go to the dentist, then the dentist says, "Mom, your little boy or your little girl here wasn't brushing their teeth." "Oh, but they told us that they were brushing their teeth." Well, that's the way we are as people sometimes. As a matter of fact, though, God thinks that the only people whom we love sometimes should are the ones that love us. And our parents certainly do love us, so we should do what we're told, right? And that's not good enough sometimes, because God says that we need to show our love and not just talk about it. We know that love is not just a feeling, it's more than just a feeling, because love is also doing things for other people. It means caring for people that are sick, visiting them when they are and lonely, and helping them when they are in need. It may mean that we have to share some of our food with them. Maybe other people are hungry and don't have enough money to buy food of their own, and we have some money. You know, it's important that we share with them. So, if you can brush your teeth every morning and every night after every meal, you will see the need by not having any cavities. That's why Mom and Dad and the dentist tell you to brush your teeth so that you won't have cavities. But more importantly, if you love people more than words, you will see them grow and share their love with others. And it's important that we love in truth and deed. Well, I've been thinking about y'all and hoping and praying that we can get back together again someday soon. But in the meantime, just know that God loves you. We love you here at Bethel. And more importantly, Tina too, and Travis and Carol Morgan love you all very much. So hope and pray you're doing all right. And you're keeping yourself safe. Well, sorry for the little and stupid analogy about brushing your teeth, but you know, Jesus said we're in the world and not of the world, so we got to deal with this worldly stuff. And the good news is we can do it through the hope and the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit. God loves you, and so do we.